Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome, one and all. This is going to be an interesting show today. We are going to start with something, and we're going to try to be nice. The man to my left, many of us in the Metro Detroit area have charged with ruining college football. No man is more in bed with the networks.
And by many, you mean you.
No, I think there are many listeners.
And by many, you mean you.
Many listeners have also accused you of destroying the sport they once loved. Here's what I was thinking about. In this week, I'm doing all the conference previews with Jim for Cash the Ticket. And it's starting to weigh on Cookies. Like Cookies, he's almost like a guy riding a subway who knows he just dutied in his pants, but no one else knows yet. And then the smell starts to get out there and people are starting to realize it. That's Jim. Jim is realizing the absurdity of like Stanford in the ACC today, or SMU in the ACC, or Jim yesterday totally got the Big 12 wrong. He didn't even realize Arizona was there. So like now he's starting to have that embarrassed look on his face. So I thought about how we could use what I'm doing on the podcast for our audience on the main show. You have said for a while, and I don't argue this, we are headed for NFL light. That this is simply the triage room of the ER. You haven't seen the doctor yet. But these conferences are not going to stay this way. The NCAA is not going to be around. And that you will end up with NFL light. So I thought, okay. If arrogant Cookies is even recognizing he may have bleeped himself, I know that arrogant Rico won't. But what if I offered arrogant Rico a forum to reshape the sport in the way he thinks it's headed? So here's what I'm going to do. Kenny is our Feinbaum. He's our SEC honk. He's going to protect old Dixie to the best of his abilities. I am the geography snob, meaning the things I care about most are teams playing from the same region, that generally means your rivalries, that it just makes sense to me. Now, you are our TV guy. You are our Logan Roy. You are the network guy.
Well, so that means you're open for TV ideas.
100%. So here's what we're doing. David is our ombudsman. We are going to solicit the calls from you guys. And the only ground rule is the following. There are four conferences. Mm-hmm. We are headed for four conferences, or it's two super conferences with four divisions. You choose. The only other rule is every conference must have the same number of member institutions. How many, how little, that is up to you guys.
Okay. I already have a point of order.
What's the point of order? Let's hear it. You're a real problem today. I'm telling you, you're a problem.
I learned from the best.
You're a problem.
As the saying goes, iron sharpens iron. I've worked with you now for 4 years. I've learned.
Problem sharpens problem?
Yeah. Right. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Can I offer you this? Because I thought of, what if we went with 60 teams? It would be 15 teams in four divisions, 15 teams.
Mm-hmm.
What if we went 2 at 16 and 2 at 14?
No.
Okay.
It's just not how this works.
Okay, no. That's why I said, would that be allowable?
No.
That
the networks,
know?
The networks want balance. The networks
I know the No. I'm the networks. So therefore I'm telling you this is what the networks would like. The networks are gonna come up with all types of crazy ideas.
Who says 60 is the number? What if it's 80? What if it's 40? Here's what I want. In designing the next version of college football, as we're under 2 weeks from real college football, if you have an idea, a suggestion, or if you want to start putting teams in their divisions, the phone lines are open. 248-539-9797. So the four are going to be north, south, east, west. You can call them whatever you want, but from a geography standpoint, and when you begin drafting teams into these conferences, you're placing them based on the geography and a marriage with the TV networks.
Sounds a lot more like the Michael Vallini thing instead of the TV networks, but okay. The networks will play around.
Kenny, he's a problem.
No, because the networks.
No.
Representing the networks, we've already shown you, we don't care about geography.
You have to care.
We don't. We want to make money. We're here to ruin this thing. We are the Grinch.
David, you're the ombudsman. How are we moving forward?
I have precedence.
He's a problem.
He is a major problem.
He's a problem.
Right now.
He's the guy who won't fasten a seatbelt, and we cannot take off
you
from the
what?
Tarmac.
My freedom's America.
Get off the plane. David, what would you like to add to the layout here?
All right, so your TV, your geography, and what are you again, Kenny?
Hillbilly loyalty. Kenny only cares about the Southern Division.
I just want to know, do we care about America?
Explain.
Because we have Army, we have Air Force.
You have no loyalty.
Navy.
No, you have no loyalty to any school. You guys have to establish how many schools are going to be allowed. Where's the cutoff? Begin filling the slots, and then sticking to the guidelines we're playing by. And the callers can play a role by saying, I want this team in, and then we place them.
This is not an SEC point of order, but this is this game point of order. Notre Dame doesn't want to join a conference.
Too bad.
So they're going to have to. We can't just out of spite go, no, you didn't want to be a part of our game. Now you can't.
The networks are offering, RICO's offering so much money, Notre Dame can't say
I was going to say, this might be a RICO question.
Oh, I'm allowed to speak. Oh, okay.
What was the TV question? Point of order.
Kenny.
I was asking you a question.
Kenny.
I'm sorry.
He's a problem.
He's a problem.
What was the question? I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, thank you so much. Jeez. You know what, Mike? He's a problem.
He's a problem.
I said Notre Dame is in. We're not kicking them out because of spite.
Notre Dame is in.
Fair enough.
What you have to establish is the next phase of college football, the money will be so large, even Notre Dame won't be able to.
Right. You can't afford to just sit this one out. The deal, you better take this deal because if not, congratulations. You're going to be playing Wayne State.
So why don't we start with this before we begin placing teams? I want to ask the listeners, and I want to ask all of you guys. 248-539-9797. How many teams make the Super Conference? How many teams make the next edition of college football? Something that I absolutely believe happens before 2030. How many? Is it 40? 60? 80? Somewhere in between? How many teams make it when this thing actually, when finally the MAC is gone and the Mountain West is gone and the ACC dies and we get to what it's really going to be, the NFL light? Start with that answer. Think it over. How many teams are we working with before we get into who we're working with? Then we begin the placement of geography, Rico weighing out TV angle. I want to know because, guys, it's not staying this way.
Hold on. Yeah. I'll run that past him. Okay.
Got Kenny, he's a problem. 248-539-9797. Just tell me the number. How many teams should make the College Football Super League that we're all going to be enduring in the near term? We'll get to it next, 97.1.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, so we're having some fun to start the show. With college football just over a week away, on the horizon, we all know it's not staying the way it is. And when my podcast partner, Jim Costa, is starting to be embarrassed about the state of it, I said, you know, let's have some fun. Why don't we just get to the end? You just get to the end of the story. It's going to end up looking like the NFL. It'll have two conferences. It'll have four divisions. It will be a set schedule. It will be made for TV. It will have nothing to do with the NCAA. It'll have nothing to do with basketball or baseball or any other horse bleep sport. It will be its own thing that people like Rico will profit off of. So here's what I said today. Let's create it. My only rule, there has to be four different entities, meaning divisions, if you will. You can call them conferences or divisions, but there's going to be four of them. Make no mistake about it. And the other angle is they each have to have the same amount of teams. Now, I have a number I'm thinking of. It doesn't mean I'm right, but I have a number of teams that I would include in this. We're starting with the number of teams that would make the cut line before we get to who. Rico will be our TV specialist. Kenny will protect poor dental care and meth, a.k.a. the South. And David is just here to break everyone's stones. I am the geography snob. But I want to know how many teams. So I gave you guys the break to think about it. We'll get the callers in a second. 248-539-9797. New World of College Football. How many teams should make the cut? Rico.
Another point of order, sir.
Kenny, he's a problem.
No. This is just football. I'm just making sure.
I just said it.
Okay.
Yes. It is not the NCAA, fugazi, gone. This will be.
You know what? I'm going to tell you one thing. I don't like your attitude.
You're a problem. All right. How many teams make the cut? What's the number?
You just better get your butt to that wedding.
That's hillbilly. What's the cut?
The cut will be four divisions, 16 teams, 64 total.
64. No BS. Right hand to God. That's my number. So him and I are simpatico on
this. Oh, I'm not a problem.
No, you're still a problem, but that's my number, 64. Perfect balance. Kenny, what's the number?
We were thinking 15 per conference. 15, 15, 15, 15, get you to 60.
How about 64?
Okay.
There you go. All right, good. 64 teams make the cut line for the new world of football. Now we got to start handing out slots. And this is where you can pair this up however you want. If each, let's say we do east, west, south, south, and north. You could have two eight-team divisions in the south. And two in the north, and two in the west, and two in the east. But before you even get there, you got to fill each silo. Who are the 16 who make the east? Who are the 16 who make the west? How do we begin divvying up the Big Ten? Because there is no Midwest division.
Right.
It would be north. It would be a little east.
Yeah, what's the cutoff point?
So,
where does a Nebraska fit in?
So do you want me to kick this puppy off?
Sure.
I'll give you a perfect example of how this works in my world. Penn State never belonged in the Big Ten. Penn State would not be in the Midwest. They would not be in the North. Penn State should have joined the Big East years ago. They would be in the East for me. That is an Eastern school. That is not a Midwest school.
And that's where I have them right now.
You have them in the East.
I have them in the East.
David, Penn State in the East. What's your first selection? And I want the people, get the ticket texters involved on this.
It's
because then we have to debate if someone brings up a school and you go, I don't think they'll make the cut line. That's the debate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is going to be very interesting. Just trying to keep it geographically set because a lot of them kind of going with the Big Ten is the North. The ACC is the East. The SEC is the South. The old Pac-12 as the West. But the Big Ten has so many different teams. It's like, okay, where does Nebraska go? Where does Oklahoma go?
Nebraska can go to hell. That's where they can go. They never belonged here.
I'm still filling out this, but like right now for the North, I have a lot of the Big Ten schools. Ohio State.
That's one. Stop right there.
Okay.
We're doing one at a time. Okay. I want to build this. I want to give Kenny a chance. I want to give David, and I want to give the people a chance. Start placing teams. The conversation will be in the placement. And you know someone's going to start naming a team, and you go, point of order, I don't think they make the cut. Kenny, how about we just put Georgia in the South? He's screening calls.
Yes, that was going to be his number one, yes.
Done. Georgia's in the South. We've protected meth. David, select one.
Whew.
Michigan, North.
No, I didn't want that to be my first one.
They're your school.
No, I actually wanted to go with a controversial one for the North.
Okay. You're a problem.
That I think that people won't think about. Cincinnati in the North.
I just penciled them in, David.
I want them in the North.
Are you being... That's what you started with.
That's okay. My controversial one. Yes, because I know Ohio State's going to be there, and they don't want anyone in, no one else in Ohio in their conference.
Make the call. Thanks for playing. I also would question Cincy a little bit. Long term, are they a top 64 program? You could say yes, but I think you're getting into that gray area. Ohio State and Michigan are in the north. Georgia's in the south. Penn State's in the east. West, I'll just kick it off. USC. Have to be. Don't give me this Big Ten Humpty Bumpty. David, let's hear from the ticket texters. We have 64. What are we doing? What do the texters have to say about the creation of new college football? Let's talk about it.
Ooh, okay. This is a weird one here. North Carolina in the north, someone is texting in.
That's not the north. That's the east.
I would agree as well.
It touches the Atlantic Ocean.
I would agree as well.
UNC in the east. Are they a TV draw? Are you happy with it? Are they a top 64 program?
UNC is in the east.
All right. They're in. Next.
Ticketek says Tennessee in the south.
I view Tennessee as south. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. You know what? I was close to putting him in the north, but I'm like, yeah, Mason-Dixon line. Okay, there. Barely.
Rico using the Civil War to determine where you get placed.
Believe me. We talked about it in here, too.
Right. No. This is like, oh, okay, where does exact, like, to me, a school like Oklahoma and, like I said, Nebraska and Iowa, good luck with those.
Hey, up next, Kenny wants the Stonewall Jackson division. All right, go ahead.
Point of order from the ticket text. Nathan Royal Oak says 48 teams only.
Okay, so Nate wants fewer. Here would be my question. In the next world of college football, in order to accommodate all the games, is it 48 or is it 64?
I think it's 64 because I think that at least TV-wise, you're looking at the expansion. So rather than do this again in another 3 years, let's just start off with 64 teams because you know eventually that's where it's going to end up.
It feels that way, just like the NCAA tournament, and away we go. Go ahead.
Another one, Drew in Detroit says 40 teams should be the number. See, I don't think 40.
I don't know. Drew wants a true NFL model.
Yeah, that is. You're right. You're right.
Listen, I think there will be a lot of people who will call in today and vote and want 40. They will want it to be homogenized. Blue blood only. Mm-hmm. Nothing fun. And look, it is not wrong. I understand if you call in with that. I would prefer to preserve some fun.
So, now, here's one for you, Mike.
Yeah.
Where does a school or two schools like Florida and Florida State, is that south or is that east?
It's a great question.
I have them both in the south. That's me, though.
I have them both in the east.
Look, Miami was a Big East team for a long time. It resides on the Atlantic Ocean. What if, because Tallahassee's on the Gulf of Mexico, we pop them in the south?
I'm more concerned with the Florida-Georgia rivalry at this point.
But, Kenny, here's the thing.
Florida's hillbilly. That would be south.
But if you keep stacking the south, then who's going to be in the east?
Not my problem. I'm in charge of the south. Okay. In the Robert E. Lee division.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Because, Kenny, you will rise again.
All right. I'm going to take charge of the east because that's my land.
So Florida State,
no,
out.
I think Florida's in the south because they're already embedded in the SEC. They're right next to Ocala, which is Hillbillyville. It's on Gulf of Mexico side. It's the Florida-Georgia rivalry, TV. What?
Man, you must have no Florida relatives.
Go ahead. In fact, I don't. Preservation of rivalry is my jam. Florida, Georgia has to stay together. I would put Miami in the east.
Okay.
Florida State's the debate point. Let the ticket texters jump in on that. Settle Florida State.
Well, it could be settled here with the ticket text. You are Mr. Geography here.
Yes.
I don't understand this when they send it in. If Atlantic Ocean equals east, then that means South Carolina and Georgia are east. But Georgia doesn't touch the Atlantic.
Yeah.
So with that being said, Atlantic Ocean, then that means Florida touches the Atlantic Ocean.
No, it doesn't. It's in the Gulf of Mexico.
It touches the Atlantic Ocean on the east side, though.
Oh, right. I'm talking UF, Gainesville.
Right, but we're talking the state. He's talking states.
I'm taking it literally.
So well,
see, that's what I was saying.
East.
I was thinking the same. Like Florida technically is an East Coast state.
All right, in the new
You're
world,
not taking Florida.
No.
I hate Florida, but you're not taking them.
Relax.
You'll make Mark Ryan happy.
You're a problem.
Rico has already spoken on this. The TV network value of Florida and Georgia playing usurps any technicalities. I will lean to our TV expert. I think Florida and Georgia both have to be in the South. Now, Miami's in the East. What you do with Florida State, let the ticket texters vote. Next 10 ticket texters, place them. But Florida State gets in. We'll get to the calls. We're naming teams. We are creating what's coming next for college football because it is. It's going to happen. And soon. So why not get to the end? It sure beats talking about who the fourth wide receiver for the Lions are. 24853.
Really?
Yeah, it does.
I'm DPJ.
You're a problem. You're a real, real problem.
America.
All right, so we're starting with something just off center. It's the perfect time. It's the calm before the storm with football. College football, I've been doing the previews with Cookies. He can't even keep the team straight. The conferences are a laugh factory. So I said, why don't we just get to the last page of the story where Rico ends up smarmy saying he was right, and college football becomes the WWE product it is. It becomes the NFL light. So I've said, here are your only ground rules. You need to set a number of teams. Rico selected 64 teams that'll make the cut line. But there's 130 Division I teams. Not anymore. There's not. There's 64. That's what the networks are purchasing. There will be four conferences, 16 teams per conference. You place them geographically relevant. Why? Because I effing said so. It is my only thing I'm getting out of this. That's all I asked. I'll go with everything else, the complete bastardization of my sport. But you will be geographically relevant. And with that in mind, we have asked you guys to call in and ticket text. You want to name a team? We'll place them. You want to keep a team out? We'll kick them out. David, we asked about the Florida State situation. We asked ticket texters to weigh in. Where are they being placed?
East for Florida State. Then more. Florida State, South. Florida State is in the South. Longitude, attitude. Florida State should be in the South. I lived in Tallahassee for 3 years, and it's more Southern than Eastern.
Okay.
Max in Chicago.
We're done. Here. The votes are cast. They're in the South.
Okay, I was going to give you one that's really there. Tallahassee touches the Gulf of Mexico. That's South. That's
South.
What someone said.
Done. So you're South so far. Mm. Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, FSU. You're North, Michigan, Ohio State, Cincy. You're East, Penn State, UNC, Miami. You're West, USC. Go around the room one more time, then we go to the phones. Rico, name another team. Place them.
All right, I'm putting MSU in the North.
They didn't make the cut. I'm sorry.
Okay. Then you know what? The TV is opting out. We're picking a new commissioner.
MSU's in the North. Kenny, name a team. Stonewall Jackson Division.
Alabama.
Okay. God, you are like Feinbaum with hair. All right, David, name a team.
Let's go Oregon. West.
Got it. Done. To the people. Sean will lead us off today as we venture.
I can tell you what's going to be difficult.
What?
Picking the East. It's like the ACC all over again. This will be the weakest conference.
No, it won't. I have some ways we're going
because
to fix this.
Because we just took two of the teams that I had in the East and we moved them to the South.
We will deliberate. Let's go to Sean, 97.1. Sean, what's going on, buddy?
Doing good, guys. I'm getting ready for college football. I'm an OU fan. Looking forward to our first SEC season. I have some changes I want to make. Get Missouri out of this conference. Their fans are starting to, they think they're people. We need to put a stop to that. So get them out of the South at least.
All right. So Mizzou out of the South. Where do we put them, boys? They were a Big Ten consideration multiple times. You put them in the North?
They would have to go in the North because they're not close enough to the West. So it's either North or they're out.
We good with Missouri in the North, everybody?
Yes.
Now, here's the problem for you. Sean, you're going to do what you needed to do years ago. You're in the West. When you should have joined the Pac-12.
No, we're right where we belong. Well, see, it's geographically sound, Mike. We connect with all the states. It looks pretty on a T-shirt, the map outline. You get rid of Missouri, you add North Carolina, and the graphic on the T-shirt looks so pretty.
I understand. Sean, I understand. Believe me. And if it were my druthers, the Big 12 would still exist. But this is the world Rico is forcing us into. OU is in the West. Oklahoma is west of the plains.
Yeah.
They're in the West.
I agree.
Guess who else is not going to be in the South? Texas.
No, you can't. I draw a line.
No,
you can
no
take
one
Mizzou.
Views Texas as a Southern state.
No, here's
they're in the
South. Here's the thing. The same criteria we gave to the Florida schools, Texas touches the Gulf of Mexico.
I don't care.
So Texas, therefore, it's in the South.
They should be in, no, they're the Southwest. That is how Texas is viewed. But Southwest.
Right, but what comes first? South, not West.
No.
Texas in the South.
Put it to the ticket texters. No. David's with me.
We'll do it again.
Texas sits in the middle of the country. It's more Southern than Western.
It's not the middle of the country. It is the Southwest.
You can take Mizzou from me, but don't take Texas from me, okay?
But here's the thing. You're not thinking like a TV executive. You're a problem.
I don't care about the TV.
You have to. Because that's what this product is designed on.
I'm not sure if we care about TV or not anymore.
See, here's the thing. I actually originally had Texas in the South, okay?
They're in the West.
But now you're starting to jam-pack the Southern Conference.
Oh.
We may have to move them because...
competitive balance for the networks.
Thank you.
And multiple time slots and streaming services. Oklahoma and Texas are in the West.
Then can I get Mizzou back?
No.
Okay.
They're gone.
You're taking two powerhouses from me right now.
No, we're not. They're gone. The weakest so far right now would be the North. Now, we'll fill in. But again, you have to have a level of balance here. What are the networks paying for? Let's go to Dave, 97.1. Dave, what's going on, buddy?
Hello.
Hi, Dave. What's up?
Hey, I wondered if we could put Syracuse in the East.
Okay, here's the question. Does Syracuse make the cut? Are they a top 64? Look, at times in my life, they've been one of the top 20 programs.
Dave,
right?
They will probably end up in the East because the East does not have that many teams available. So
yeah.
Because Syracuse resides, if they were any other part of the country, the answer would be no. But they will probably make it in the East.
Yeah, I think they're up and coming. I went to Syracuse back in the 70s, and I read that they have a top 7 recruiting class for 25.
Yeah,
so
you hired an assistant from Georgia. You're actually putting some NIL into the program. They're trying to get it back to what I grew up on, the Pasqualoni era.
Yeah.
I mean, they had players, man. Rob Conrad was a legend.
Donovan.
Marvin Harrison, Bucky Brooks, Numbnuts.
Dwight Freeney.
Yes, absolutely. No, they were legit. Hey. Keith Bullock. They had players, man. So, yes, I'm with you. I'll put them in, but legitimately, Syracuse could be one of the last 5 to 10 teams in the top 64.
Okay, here's the funny thing. We may end up, Kenny and I may have to do a draft for the state of Texas because there are so many teams.
I might not even want anybody else from Texas.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
But you have Texas, you got Texas Tech, you got TCU. Houston.
Are you sure? See, Houston wouldn't make the cut.
No. I'm naming teams that are there. SMU.
I don't know that they make the cut.
Okay.
Listen, this is why you do the exercise.
Well, North Texas. Love the helmet.
I know you love the music school. They're out.
If you try and take A&M away from me,
and
I
was
I will
about to
get
say,
violent.
There's A&M.
What do you want to do?
I would say they're in the West with Texas.
No, absolutely not.
The schools don't get along.
Because here's the thing.
They hate each other.
Mr. TV exec. That's why I put Cincy in the North to be there with Ohio State.
And then what about Baylor?
I don't want Baylor.
Okay.
Does anyone want Baylor?
Yes. I think people would want Baylor.
Who? Baylor's former governor of Texas and Rice.
Baylor has hit a rough spot, but yes, Baylor.
Polarize the program. Would anyone miss Baylor? No.
Texas Tech?
I don't know. I mean, they'll make it as a top 60, but they're in the West. Make no mistake about it.
Okay, but look at your West. Okay, then this is one of those that, because I can give you my list right now of the West, is USC, UCLA, Washington, Oregon.
Hold on. I got to type these.
Oh.
Jesus. You want UW there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oregon.
Yes.
Oregon State.
No, they don't make it. They're not a top 64 team, and they have no conference. They're out.
Arizona State.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, so we're starting with something just off center. It's the perfect time. It's the calm before the storm with football, college football. I've been doing the previews with Cookies. He can't even keep the team straight. The conferences are a laugh factory. So I said, why don't we just get to the last page of the story where Rico ends up smarmy saying he was right and college football becomes the WWE product it is. It becomes the NFL light. So I've said, here are your only ground rules. You need to set a number of teams. Rico selected 64 teams that'll make the cut line. But there's 130 Division I teams. Not anymore. There's not. There's 64. That's what the networks are purchasing. There will be four conferences, 16 teams per conference. You place them geographically relevant. Why? Because I effing said so. It is my only thing I'm getting out of this. That's all I asked. I'll go with everything else, the complete bastardization of my sport. But you will be geographically relevant. And with that in mind, we have asked you guys to call in and ticket text. You want to name a team? We'll place them. You want to keep a team out? We'll kick them out. David, we asked about the Florida State situation. We asked ticket texters to weigh in. Where are they being placed?
East for Florida State. Then more. Florida State, South. Florida State is in the South. Longitude, attitude. Florida State should be in the South. I lived in Tallahassee for 3 years, and it's more Southern than Eastern.
Okay.
Max in Chicago.
We're done. Here. The votes are cast. They're in the South.
Okay, I was going to give you one that's really there. Tallahassee touches the Gulf of Mexico. That's South. That's
south.
What someone said.
Done. So you're South so far. Mm. Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, FSU. You're North, Michigan, Ohio State, Cincy. You're East, Penn State, UNC, Miami. You're West, USC. Go around the room one more time. Then we go to the phones. Rico, name another team. Place them.
All right, I'm putting MSU in the North.
They didn't make the cut. I'm sorry.
Okay. Then you know what? The TV is
picking
you out. We're picking a new commissioner.
MSU's in the North. Kenny, name a team. Stonewall Jackson Division.
Alabama.
Okay. God, you are like Feinbaum with hair. All right, David, name a team.
Let's go Oregon. West.
Got it. Done. To the people. Sean will lead us off today as we venture.
I can tell you what's going to be difficult.
What?
Picking the East. It's like the ACC all over again. This will be the weakest conference.
No, it won't. I have some ways we're going
because
to fix
this. We just took two of the teams that I had in the East and we moved them to the South.
We will deliberate. Let's go to Sean, 97.1. Sean, what's going on, buddy?
Doing good, guys. I'm getting ready for college football. I'm an OU fan. Looking forward to our first SEC season. I have some changes I want to make. Get Missouri out of this conference. Their fans are starting to – they think they're people. We need to put a stop to that. So get them out of the South at least.
All right, so Mizzou out of the South. Where do we put them, boys? They were a Big Ten consideration multiple times. You put them in the North?
They would have to go in the North because they're not close enough to the West. So it's either North or they're out.
We good with Missouri in the North, everybody?
Yes.
Now, here's the problem for you. Sean, you're going to do what you needed to do years ago. You're in the West. When you should have joined the Pac-12.
No, we're right where we belong. Well, see, it's geographically sound, Mike. We connect with all the states. It looks pretty on a T-shirt, the map outline. You get rid of Missouri, you add North Carolina, and the graphic on the T-shirt looks so pretty.
No, I understand. Sean, I understand. Believe me. And if it were my druthers, the Big 12 would still exist. But this is the world Rico is forcing us into. OU is in the West. Oklahoma is west of the plains.
Yeah.
They're in the west.
I agree.
Guess who else is not going to be in the south? Texas.
No, you can't. I draw a line.
No,
you can
no
take
one
Mizzou.
Views Texas as a southern state.
No, here's
they're
here,
in the no, south.
Here's the thing. The same criteria we gave to the Florida schools, Texas touches the Gulf of Mexico.
I don't care.
So Texas, therefore, it's in the south.
They should be in. No, they're the southwest. That is how Texas is viewed. But southwest.
Right, but what comes first? South, not west.
No.
Texas is in the south.
Put it to the ticket texters. No. David's with me.
We'll do it again.
Texas sits in the middle of the country. It's more southern
it's
than
not
western.
It's the middle of the country. It is the southwest.
It you is can literally.
Take, you can take Mizzou from me, but don't take Texas from me, okay? I just
first
got
of all,
Texas.
No, but here's the thing. You're not thinking like a TV executive. You're a problem.
I don't care about the TV.
You have to, because that's what this product is designed on.
I'm not sure if we care about TV or not anymore.
See, here's the thing. I actually originally had Texas in the South. Okay?
They're in the West.
But now you're starting to jam-pack the Southern Conference.
Oh.
We may have to move them because...
Competitive balance for the networks.
Thank you.
And multiple time slots and streaming services. Oklahoma and Texas are in the West.
Then can I get Mizzou back?
No.
Okay.
They're gone.
You're taking two powerhouses from me right now.
No, we're not. They're gone. The weakest so far right now would be the North. Now, we'll fill in. But again, you have to have a level of balance here. What are the networks paying for? Let's go to Dave, 97.1. Dave, what's going on, buddy?
Hello.
Hi, Dave. What's up?
Hey, I wondered if we could put Syracuse in the East.
Okay, here's the question. Does Syracuse make the cut? Are they a top 64? Look, at times in my life, they've been one of the top 20 programs.
Dave,
right?
They will probably end up in the East because the East does not have that many teams available. So because Syracuse resides, if they were any other part of the country, the answer would be no. But they will probably make it in the East.
Yeah, I think they're up and coming. I went to Syracuse back in the 70s, and I've read that they have a top 7 recruiting class for 25.
Yeah,
so
you hired an assistant from Georgia. You're actually putting some NIL into the program. They're trying to get it back to what I grew up on, the Pasqualoni era.
Yeah.
I mean, they had players, man. Rob Conrad was a legend. Marvin Harrison, Bucky Brooks, Numbnuts.
Dwight Freeney.
Yes, absolutely. No, they were legit. Hey. Keith Bullock. They had players, man. So, yes, I'm with you. I'll put them in, but legitimately, Syracuse could be one of the last 5 to 10 teams in the top 64.
Okay, here's the funny thing. We may end up, Kenny and I may have to do a draft for the state of Texas because there are so many teams.
I might not even want anybody else from Texas.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying. But you have Texas. You got Texas Tech. You got TCU.
Are you sure?
Houston.
Are you sure? See, Houston wouldn't make the cut.
No. I'm naming teams that are there. SMU.
I don't know that they make the cut.
Okay.
Listen, this is why you do the exercise.
Well, North Texas. We love the helmet.
I know you love the music school. They're out.
If you try and take A&M away from me,
and I was about to say,
violent.
There's A&M.
What do you want to do?
I would say they're in the West with Texas.
No, absolutely not.
The schools don't get along.
Because here's the thing.
They hate each other.
Mr. TV exec, that's why I put Cincy in the North to be there with Ohio State.
And then what about Baylor?
I don't want Baylor.
Okay. Does anyone want Baylor?
Yes. I think people would want Baylor.
Who? Former governor of Texas and Rice.
Baylor has hit a rough spot, but yes, Baylor.
Pulverize the program. Would anyone miss Baylor? No.
Texas Tech?
I don't know. I mean, they'll make it as a top 60, but they're in the West. Make no mistake about it.
Okay, but look at your West. Okay, then this is one of those that, because I can give you my list right now of the West, is USC, UCLA, Washington, Oregon.
Hold on. I got to type these.
Oh.
Jesus. You want UW there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oregon.
Yes.
Oregon State.
No, they don't make it. They're not a top 64 team, and they have no conference. They're out.
Arizona State.
Arizona, yes. Arizona State, no.
We picked their helmets. Arizona State's in. Trust me, you'll love home going back to homecoming every year, David. Trust me on
Listen,
that.
Listen, that's
Utah.
Eight. Okay. Okay. Oh, wow. Jesus, Rico, speed dialing.
Just going through them right now.
Utah,
wow.
Utah's in the West. Go ahead.
And if you put Texas and Oklahoma.
I have Oklahoma and Texas. They're in.
Cal, Stanford.
I have no need for them. They're nerds.
I'm a problem.
They're not good at anything. Why would I want them?
They are good.
No, this is a football product. Why would I want them?
You had Andrew Luck, Christian McCaffrey.
Had.
No,
not
no,
there
no.
anymore.
We
they're
just
not good.
Talked about all of these Syracuse people.
And they're, I also don't want
these
them in the East.
These guys are still playing in the league.
I don't want Syracuse at all.
But you took Cincinnati, Davis, so you kind of lose that argument.
No, I don't.
Cincinnati.
I'm thinking rivalries.
Gardner,
create the rivalry between Ohio State and Cincinnati. Right now, they play every year.
Cincinnati has Sauce Gardner, and that's it.
Guys, go to your corners. We'll continue the battle momentarily. In the midst of us reshaping college football, we are still going to talk about real football, and we're going to do that next.
I want to continue.
We're going to continue. You're a real problem.
So I swear I had this all set up before the JJ news came out, but I am going to dedicate this one to JJ McCarthy, who is out for the season with a torn meniscus. So this one, we're going to go through injuries in the league, injuries that happened in preseason and training camp, and those that are coming back from injuries from last year. We're going to talk about the level of concern for the player and the team. Let's go through first, Hollywood Brown, dislocated collarbone, out 4 to 6 weeks. Injury concern level for him and then the team by missing him.
It's high for both. He's a frail player. That's number one. You're missing the most important part of the year to acclimate to a new offense. And for the team, they're desperate for a number one wideout. Rashee Rice has a murky future going on. They have a rookie in Xavier Worthy who weighs 5 pounds. They need weapons. My concern, what are we doing? 1 to 10 or what do you want?
Let's do 1 to 5.
1 to 5? 4.
For Hollywood, I think that 4 being, I mean 5 being that it's really,
really a concern.
I would say 5 for him because he needs to be there. He needs to get acclimated to the team. As far as the team goes, I would say a 2. This team won a Super Bowl last year. Name their wide receivers. Exactly. So you added Xavier Worthy. I think they'll find a way. You still have Kelce. So I'm going to put it a 2 for the Chiefs.
Let's go down the road to Allen Park. Talk about Jahmyr Gibbs, hamstring injury. Now, Dan Campbell did speak today, and he believes that if it was a week 1 matchup this weekend, he would be available. So level of concern.
I'm a 1. I think it's all precautionary. I think they're insulated. They have another back. They have a great offensive line. They could pick somebody off the street, and they'd be okay. So I'm a 1, because 0 is not an option.
I'm going to go with 3 for both. The reason being, Because the hamstring could just get re-injured at any time and it will always be inconvenience. You don't know. I'm going to go with 3 for the Lions because, as Mike said, you could get another running back, but I think another running back would kind of be like what David Montgomery does. I don't think you could find somebody like Jahmyr Gibbs. He's special. He does a lot of things coming out the backfield and catching passes. They're rare. So for the Lions to just find another person like him would be difficult. So I'm going to go for a 3 for both. That hamstring, man, that's going to be the most watched hamstring in this city, David, for the entire season.
Let's move over to the west side of the country. Let's talk about Justin Herbert dealing with a plantar fasciitis in his right foot. He was in a walking boot. They expect him to return to practicing in 2 weeks. Level of concern for that?
3. It's a tough injury, and it usually takes a long, long time to go away. It takes a lot of rehab, a lot of work. It can come up and bite you. I'm just more concerned for Herbert year one of a totally new offense, a totally new mindset, acclimation.
Missing that time.
Yeah, so I would say a 3 for both team and player.
I would say if you're smart, this could end up being a 2, but I'm going to go with a 3 because this is an injury. Man, if you don't rest it properly and you rush, you can't rush this back. It's better for him to miss the first 3-4 games of the year because he could be there for the playoffs. But if you rush him back, David, he's done. It's going to it would be a bad thing. And you're going to learn a new offense, as Mike just said. 3, both teams. Unless you're stupid, and then you could push it up to a 4 or 5.
2 more players on the West Coast there. Puka Nacua, who is dealing with a knee injury. I think it's a bursa sac-ish injury or something in that knee. And then Christian McCaffrey with a calf injury.
I mean, they're both concerning. The calf is just a tricky muscle. It's a lot like Herbert dealing with the plantar fasciitis. Calf strains, I don't know the severity. They can just be back like that.
Yeah, it kind of reminds, it's like the hamstring. Yeah. And now I would put for McCaffrey, I would put for both teams, you're probably looking at about a 3 or a 4 because the problem is he suffered from this calf injury at the end of the season. So they held him out of practices going into the Super Bowl. Now, you would think that, okay, you had all of that rest. Apparently, it's done nothing, so it's not going anywhere. So that's why I would put that at a 4. And I don't think that, kind of like Jahmyr Gibbs, you can't just replace a Christian McCaffrey.
Well, then let's start there with players that are returning from injury from last year. Can they return to form? And let's start with, we talked about calf injuries with Christian McCaffrey. Let's start with Joe Burrow, who dealt with a calf last year, but was out for the rest of the season because of a wrist injury.
Yeah, he's fine. I don't have any concerns there. That'd be
was it his throwing arm, the wrist?
Yeah, remember when he threw the ball and his hand exploded?
Okay.
He dropped to the ground like he got hit by a bomb. I think he's fine. It's 0, 1, whatever the lowest grade I can give is.
Yeah, I would say the same. He's had a year to heal up. I don't think it's going to be a lingering thing. So, 1.
2 quarterbacks that are older coming off the same injury. That is Kirk Cousins, and that is Aaron Rodgers. Both 3, Achilles.
3 for both. You're over the age of 30. In Rodgers' case, you're 40, and you blow an Achilles. I got to see it. I got to see what you look like. I got to see how much. Now, again, neither guy at this stage of their life is very mobile.
Right.
But I got to see it. It's a 3 for me. That's a major injury.
I'm going to go a 4 for both because with an Achilles injury, I've never had one, but talking to people who have, the biggest factor is the trust factor. Can you trust planting that foot and not thinking that it's going to pop? Or did you really overwork healing that Achilles and you end up popping the other Achilles because you overworked it? So I'm going to go a 4. Neither are mobile, as Mike said, but coming back from something like that, I don't think you just immediately come back from that. And it's going to be a lot of pressure on both quarterbacks to really solidify that job. The Jets, because, well, they're the Jets. And for Cousins, they drafted a quarterback high in the draft who's your replacement if you fail.
TJ Hockenson went down with a torn ACL and an MCL late in the year in week 16 against the Lions. Could end up on the PUP to start the year. Can he return to form for the Vikings?
Can, just probably not going to be until the middle of the year.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's middle of the road for me. It's 3.
Yeah, I would. He can, David. This really, I mean, especially now with the JJ news. If you're Minnesota, you got to have that come to Jesus meeting with yourself. How good do we expect to be? I know we paid Jefferson. He's on the team. We don't want him being disgruntled. But do we have the quarterback? Because if we don't have the quarterback, and you know, quietly, not in front of the media, guys, we're not going to win this division. We're not going to do a lot of stuff. Let's not rush him back. Let's really plan for next season. This is, again, if you're smart, it could be a two.
And then let's close it out with this, because this player had a gruesome injury. They have suspect quarterback play. They have a really great defense. It is Nick Chubb. Surgically repaired meniscus, ACL, and MCL, who can also end up on the PUP and miss portion of the beginning of the season.
It's also the second catastrophic injury he had. Don't forget at Georgia where his leg got bent the wrong way. It's a five to me. He's already back with a lot of miles. I love him. He's an awesome running back. But, man, I just got to see it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, dude, that's the second time your leg got put into a candy cane.
I had it at a four, but I think the next time he gets injured, that's going to be the end of his career. But I think he can make it back, David. I don't know if he'll have the same speed, the same burst that he had before. But, yeah, I will go with a four. And you know, for the Browns, yeah, this is probably going to be a four as well, because he's another one of those backs that he's not easy to replace. You can find somebody to run the ball, but you're not going to get the same productivity.
And that is the injury in football today. So I swear I had this all set up before the JJ news came out, but I am going to dedicate this one to JJ McCarthy, who is out for the season with a torn meniscus. So this one, we're going to go through injuries in the league, injuries that happened in preseason and training camp, and those that are coming back from injuries from last year. We're going to talk about the level of concern for the player and the team. Let's go through first. Hollywood Brown, dislocated collarbone, out 4 to 6 weeks. Injury concern level for him and then the team by missing him.
It's high for both. He's a frail player. That's number one. You're missing the most important part of the year to acclimate to a new offense. And for the team, they're desperate for a number one wideout. Rashi Rice has a murky future going on. They have a rookie in Xavier Worthy who weighs 5 pounds. They need weapons. My concern, what are we doing? 1 to 10 or what do you want?
Let's do 1 to 5.
1 to 5? 4.
For Hollywood, I think that 5 being that it's really,
really a concern.
I would say 5 for him, because he needs to be there. He needs to get acclimated to the team. As far as the team goes, I would say a 2. This team won a Super Bowl last year. Name their wide receivers. Exactly. So you added Xavier Worthy. I think they'll find a way. You still have Kelce, so I'm going to put it a 2 for the Chiefs.
Let's go down the road to Allen Park. Talk about Jahmyr Gibbs' hamstring injury. Now, Dan Campbell did speak today, and he believes that if it was a week 1 matchup this weekend, he would be available. So yeah, level of concern.
I'm a 1. I think it's all precautionary. I think they're insulated. They have another back. They have a great offensive line. They could pick somebody off the street, and they'd be okay. So I'm a 1, because 0 is not an option.
I'm going to go with 3 for both. The reason being, because the hamstring could just get re-injured at any time, and it will always be inconvenience. You don't know. I'm going to go with 3 for the Lions, because, as Mike said, you could get another running back, but I think another running back would kind of be like what David Montgomery does. I don't think you could find somebody like Jahmyr Gibbs. He's special. He does a lot of things coming out the backfield and catching passes. They're rare. So for the Lions to just find another person like him would be difficult. So I'm going to go for a 3 for both. That hamstring, man, that's going to be the most watched hamstring in this city, David, for the entire season.
Let's move over to the west side of the country. Let's talk about Justin Herbert dealing with a plantar fasciitis in his right foot. He was in a walking boot. They expect him to return to practicing in 2 weeks. Level of concern for that?
3. It's a tough injury, and it usually takes a long, long time to go away. It takes a lot of rehab, a lot of work. It can come up and bite you. I'm just more concerned for Herbert year 1 of a totally new offense, a totally new mindset.
Missing that time.
Yeah, so I would say a 3 for both team and player.
I would say if you're smart, this could end up being a 2, but I'm going to go with a 3, because this is an injury. Man, if you don't rest it properly and you rush, you can't rush this back. It's better for him to miss the first three, four games of the year because he could be there for the playoffs. But if you rush him back, David, he's done. It's going to be it would be a bad thing. And you're going to learn a new offense, as Mike just said. Three, both teams. Unless you're stupid, and then you could push it up to a four or five.
Two more players on the West Coast there. Puka Nacua, who is dealing with a knee injury. I think it was a bursa sac-ish injury or something in that knee. And then Christian McCaffrey with a calf injury.
I mean, they're both concerning. The calf is just a tricky muscle. It's a lot like Herbert dealing with the plantar fasciitis. Calf strains, I don't know the severity. They can just be back like that.
Yeah, it kind of reminds, it's like the hamstring. Yeah. And now I would put for McCaffrey, I would put for both teams, you're probably looking at about a three or a four because the problem is he suffered from this calf injury at the end of the season. So they held him out of practices going into the Super Bowl. Now you would think that, okay, you had all that at rest. Apparently it's done nothing, so it's not going anywhere. So that's why I would put that at a four. And I don't think that, kind of like Jahmyr Gibbs, you can't just replace a Christian McCaffrey.
Well, then let's start there with players that are returning from injury from last year. Can they return to form? And let's start with, we talked about calf injuries with Christian McCaffrey. Let's start with Joe Burrow, who dealt with a calf last year, but was out for the rest of the season because of a wrist injury.
Yeah, he's fine. I don't have any concerns there. That'd be
was it his throwing arm, the wrist?
Yeah, remember when he threw the ball and his hand exploded?
Okay.
He dropped to the ground like he got hit by a bomb. I think he's fine. The zero, one, whatever the lowest grade I can give is.
Yeah, I would say the same. He's had a year to heal up. I don't think it's going to be a lingering thing. So, one.
Two quarterbacks that are older coming off the same injury. That is Kirk Cousins, and that is Aaron Rodgers. Both three, Achilles.
Three for both. You're over the age of 30. In Rodgers' case, you're 40, and you blow an Achilles. I got to see it. I got to see what you look like. I got to see how much. Now, again, neither guy at this stage of their life is very mobile.
Right.
But I got to see it. It's a three for me. That's a major injury.
I'm going to go a four for both because with an Achilles injury, I've never had one, but talking to people who have, the biggest factor is the trust factor. Can you trust planting that foot and not thinking that it's going to pop? Or did you really overwork healing that Achilles and you end up popping the other Achilles because you overworked it? So I'm going to go a four. Neither are mobile, as Mike said, but coming back from something like that, I don't think you just immediately come back from that. And it's going to be a lot of pressure on both quarterbacks to really solidify that job. The Jets, because, well, they're the Jets. And for Cousins, they drafted a quarterback high in the draft who's your replacement if you fail.
TJ Hockenson went down with a torn ACL and an MCL late in the year in Week 16 against the Lions. Could end up on the PUP to start the year. Can he return to form? For the Vikings.
Can. Just probably not going to be until the middle of the year.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's middle of the road for me. It's three.
Yeah, I would. He can, David. This really, I mean, especially now with the JJ news, if you're Minnesota, you got to have that come to Jesus meeting with yourself. How good do we expect to be? I know we paid Jefferson. He's on the team. We don't want him being disgruntled. But do we have the quarterback? Because if we don't have the quarterback, and you know, quietly, not in front of the media, guys, we're not going to win this division. We're not going to do a lot of stuff. Let's not rush him back. Let's really plan for next season. This is, again, if you're smart, it could be a two.
And then let's close it out with this because this player had a gruesome injury. They have suspect quarterback play. They have a really great defense. It is Nick Chubb. Surgically repaired meniscus, ACL, and MCL, who can also end up on the PUP and miss portion of the beginning of the season.
It's also the second catastrophic injury he had. Don't forget at Georgia where his leg got bent the wrong way. It's a five to me. He's already back with a lot of miles. I love him. He's an awesome running back. But, man, I just got to see it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, dude, that's the second time your leg got put into a candy cane.
I got it at a four, but I think the next time he gets injured, that's going to be the end of his career. But I think he can make it back, David. I don't know if he'll have the same speed, the same burst that he had before. But, yeah, I will go with a four. And you know, for the Browns, yeah, this is probably going to be a four as well because He's another one of those backs that he's not easy to replace. You could find somebody to run the ball, but you're not going to get the same productivity.
And that is the injury in football today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.